Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm so grateful that you are all here with us. We've got a great show for you today. I always love to start our show with something uplifting. One small positive thought in the morning can change the entire outcome of your day. So let's all just take a moment to really just be grateful for all the things that are good in our lives and kind of start our day. We have a great show, and of course, we love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. So our show number here is 805. 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, I'd love to just kind of tell you a little bit about our show. Joining me today is Kathy Marino. We're going to be talking about the 25th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, and we've got tickets for that, so we'd love to get those out to all our listeners. Also, we've got Denise Alexandra Pyle, and her book is The Power of Ten, is the power of one and all, and it's amazing. It's all about the testaments and all that, and it's a great, great book. I do want to tell you a little bit about some of our great giveaways, and of course, I'd love to have you win with me, Kim. Looking to enhance your relationship, stop by Tristology, and we've got a gift certificate that we'd love to get out there to you, and that will let you just really be able to shop at the high quality and essential products and passionate place. So I'd love to share that with you at Tristology right there in Ventura. We've got tickets to the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair, and we're going to be giving tickets away. That's happening July 19th through the 22nd. And, of course, admission is free, but we've got the salsa festival. We've got the salsa tasting and all that. So we would love to share that. And of course, Thursday is Dollar Day for all the rides. So we've got lots of fun things that are happening there. And then we have the Ventura Local Restaurant complete for their Ventura County Best Chowder Festival. And we are already giving tickets away for that. We've got that happening, and that is happening Sunday, July 22nd. The next thing we have is Oxnard Salsa Festival. And, of course, they've got their salsa. We've got tickets for that. We'd love to get that out. And, of course, that's happening July 28th and 29th. And, again, we've got tickets for that. And then I'd love to introduce and recommend you to Bistro 13. We've got a gift certificate for that. And, of course, his newest addition, Mad Rose, with their farm to table. So call us at 805-419-0008.
Welcome, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. I know that it's that time of year again, and you're always so involved with the Salsa Festival, and of course, it's their 25th anniversary. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about who you are, because I know you are involved in the community and of course, with your business.
I do. Yeah, I've been, I'm a Oxnard born and raised native, and we've had several businesses throughout our family here, restaurants and delis and all those good things. So I'm very involved in food, and that's what I do now. I cook for people and make them happy. So I'm involved with the Salsa Festival on a few different aspects, but one of them is the actual salsa for eating.
So, okay, especially since you actually do cooking as your passion and your living, you must be kind of a connoisseur on salsas, correct?
Well, I hope after however many years I've been involved that I could call myself a connoisseur, yes.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we're talking about the 25th anniversary of the Oxnard Salsa Festival. That is happening July 28th and 29th. We've been giving tons of tickets away. And also, we want to make sure that you're following us on our Facebook. That is the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, it's the Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. We have contests on Facebook, too. I want to make sure you know that there's lots of places to win. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got Kathy Marino here, and of course, she's going to be talking a little bit about all the great things that we're going to find. And to start off, the kickoff is on Friday. Kathy, tell us a little bit about that.
So Friday night is our kickoff concert for our sponsors and for others. This year is really special for our 25th anniversary. We wanted to make it a completely, well, not you can buy a table, but other than that, the tickets are free, absolutely free to go see Pancho Sanchez on July 27th, which is the Friday night of the festival. And that's
wow,
also at
that's
Plaza
awesome.
Park. So, yeah, and we have tickets all around town. You can go to several places and grab your tickets now if you're ready. Like I said, they're free unless you'd like to purchase a table.
So do we still need tickets to get in even though it's free?
We'd like you to go ahead and pick up your tickets ahead of time just so we know how many people to expect in the end.
Okay.
But we will not. Okay. We won't turn you away if you show up without a ticket.
Got it. So they can still get in the door that day?
I think so, yes.
Okay. We don't want that, but we want to be ready for them, right?
Right.
I love
right.
it.
So, I mean, we aren't going to turn people away, but there's tickets available at the downtown restaurants or at Heritage Square. Lots of places you can go just pick up your tickets.
Okay, perfect.
You know,
and so tell us when we get there, what are we going to be expecting and you know, what can we be excited about?
Are we at the whole festival or still talking about Friday night?
Well, yeah, let's talk Friday. Friday is more, I know it's a sponsor night, correct? And we want to thank all the sponsors that are helping out with this because every year it makes it even bigger and better.
Right. So we have a little shindig for our sponsors ahead of the concert. And the actual concert will be from 7 to 9 p.m. But you can get there as early as 5:30, and you're welcome to take food, beverages, alcoholic beverages you can buy when you get there. You can take a little picnic. We'll also have some food trucks there available. So if you don't feel like cooking or you don't feel like taking anything, you can purchase some awesome food from our gourmet food trucks. And it should be a great time.
I love it. It's always a great time. What were you going to say?
I was going to let you ask me the next
Okay, so talk to us about, I know that this festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary. How did it first begin and how has it grown?
Well, it started with, I think, just one woman's vision. And of course, it was very
crazy?
Small. Not unlike, I mean, I remember when the Strawberry Festival was just a tiny little thing at Hollywood Beach. And
Damn.
So that's,
right.
You know, and they're in their 25th years. I think the same. But yeah, it was just one woman's vision and it just grew and grew and grew. And, you know, it's been larger than life for the past 20 years now. And we've added, you know, lots of music and, you know, of course it's, you know, evolved into a large thing, but, you know, it was just a little local festival. And now we get 40,000 people coming up through the weekend and, you know, it's just
and tasty,
awesome.
Yeah. So
tasty
with the salsa
and stuff. Dancing and
yeah.
All kinds of good
and
stuff.
Fun and vendors. So, there's everything there, right?
There's everything, yeah. So it's from 11 to 7 on both days, Saturday and Sunday. So you have lots of time to hang out. The admission is free. We have parking really close by, and that's all on our website too. If you need any more information that I'm not going to give you today. OxnardSalsaFestival.com is where you can get more information. Yeah, like I said, 40,000 people, and it just still seems like a neighborhood event, if that's possible, like a nice small neighborhood event, even though there's a lot of people
it's
there.
Huge.
But, right,
exactly.
It's not, you know, it's not fenced off so much.
Yeah.
It's kind
Kathy,
of an open
about
plan.
The live entertainment.
We have so many bands. Let's see. We have we start out with Janine Puente. She's great. She's been performing with us for I don't know how many years, and we just love her. So she's going to be performing Saturday at 4:45. I would not miss her. She's incredible. And we have there's three bands each day. And we close with Orchestra Tabaco Iron, which are a great 12-piece big band orchestra. So I think there's some kind of music for, you know, any kind of Latin music connoisseurs there. We have our Dancing with Community Stars, which is a great event, and I know.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Yeah, I love that. I mean, we had a lot of the, you know, I know there's so many community, you know, I guess I would say community dancers now, which is crazy. I talked with Maureen Che, and I said, I'm a little, like, envious. Like, she's not only a fighter, now a dancer. And then there's Andre, and there's so many other ones. I love it. How many total? Do you know that?
Let's see. I think it's usually the same amount, but there's probably 5 or 6 groups or, you know, couples dancing this year. And
right.
That's going to be Sunday at 1 p.m. on the main stage. And, yes, and she is amazing. To go back to the boxer, the original Million Dollar Baby, she's
mm-hmm.
really amazing. That's totally awesome to have somebody like her giving back to the community. They all choose their own charity to give their proceeds to. So it's really great because you're not just giving to one charity. You're really, you know, enabling everybody to give back to the community and into different charities of their,
and,
you know, of their calling.
And it's really like you can donate as little as a dollar, correct?
Right.
It makes a
right.
difference.
A dollar is a vote. So,
okay.
You know, when you're calling in and pledging, you can do as little as a dollar, and that counts as a vote for them. And
so that's how everybody's voting. Okay, I got
right.
you now.
So
and I know Dr. Cassie is a part of this year, too. Do you have all the names of the dancers by any chance?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have all the names of the dancers?
A list?
Of
the, I not with me, I don't.
Okay.
But
I know that, Andre is, he's been on my show before. He is the restaurant owner, and I know he's going to be dancing. I just don't know which one's dancing. I know Dr. Cassie's dancing. I know Dr. Maureen Che, and there's so many. I love
Christina,
it.
Christina, who is one of our MCs. She's been an MC with Pablo Ortiz for the past couple years. She's one of our dancers this year. So it's really going to be great. And even though we're in our 25th year of the festival itself, this event has been going on for 11 years, which is still a good, very good long time. And we're, we've been able to give back more than $750,000 to local charities through this event.
Have you ever danced?
I have not. I don't know if I'm so much of a star, maybe in the community a little bit of a star, but that would be fun.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't been asked
yet. That would be fun.
I would have to think about if I would do that.
I know
they put a lot into it.
Yeah, when I met Jesse, I was like, oh, my gosh, with a teacher like that, he would probably make anybody look
right.
Let's talk a little bit about salsa. And I know, are you guys doing your salsa tasting tent again this year?
We are every year, yeah. It's on 5th Street, part of the festival. It takes up large part of our event. And we have local restaurants. And some actually we're getting some outer area restaurants, too, and salsa makers to come in. So that'll be fun, too, that we have some new taste going on. So the tent is $5 admission, and you get a bag of chips, and you get your ticket, and you can just walk around this tent, and whatever salsa calls you, you put your ticket in, and you get taste of that salsa, and you can hang out, and the cantina is adjacent to that, so you can take your salsa outside and have a margarita, and that's also whoever gets the most tickets is the crowd favorite on that one as well.
Oh, so people's choice again.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite kind of salsa? Are you spicy or are you like fruity or what kind do you like?
Yeah. I'm curious. You know what? I think in my mind I like spicy, but then when it actually comes down to it, that most of them are a little too spicy for me.
Yeah.
Just spicier in general. People are using peppers that are much spicier than what we used to, have available to us. So,
yeah.
Some of those ghost peppers and that kind of thing will really burn your butt.
I like a little thing to it, but not. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You want to be able to taste all the other good food at the festival. You don't want to burn your mouth first off and ruin your taste buds. When I had my restaurant, the kitchen, I won several times for my strawberry salsa. And so
that's amazing.
It just makes sense in Oxnard that we should have a strawberry salsa on the.
I totally agree with you. Yeah.
So are you entered? I'm not. I run the contest, so that wouldn't be very fair.
Okay.
If I were. In the contest for the professional series is this Thursday, so we're gonna know which restaurant is the winner on Thursday afternoon. I don't know if we'll divulge that information, but we'll see.
Okay.
So that should be fun. That's all the
good
restaurants.
All the families that are coming, I know that you have things for the kids to do. Talk a little bit about that.
We do. And since the whole festival is free, it's really great because it doesn't cost a family much other than a little food and stuff like that. So there's no, admission to get you in. And then for children, we have a whole street, basically, that we call the kids zone. So that's really fun. There's tortilla art. There's lots of art. There's rides. There's a climbing wall. There's a jumpy, I think it was a some kind of T-Rex or something last year you could jump in. But there's lots of fun things for kids to do art-wise and, physical activity-wise, too. So that's another great
aspect.
Sounds
fun. There you go. So let me get this right. Friday is kind of a sponsor night, kind of build everybody up and get everybody excited. And, of course, got the concert, right, to start off with. And then we have the Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th, correct?
Right. And there are
okay.
There are three different bands each day. There's Melina, Fausto Cuevas y La Moderna, Janine Puente on Saturday, and then also our community dance showcase, which is the local dancers doing a, you know, their own deal. And then Sunday, Charangoa opens our concert or our festival. And then our Dancing with the Community starts is at 1 p.m. So that's where you get to go see all those great people we were just discussing that are giving back to the community. And then Ricardo Lembo and Máquina Loca and Orchestra Tabaco y Ron closes us out. And that's that big, nice, big 12-piece orchestra on Sunday evening.
Nice.
It's an action-packed weekend.
I think we're going to have some. Okay. Salsa tent, but is there other great food there too?
Oh, yeah. We have several local restaurants, and then we have some restaurants that come out of out of LA or the LA area. One of my favorites is, and I just love them, empanadas. We have some great empanadas. Bee Gees. Our local Bee Gees makes the best tacos ever, so you don't want to miss those. They'll be there. We also have some nice, refreshing, like, fruit drinks, like agua frescas this year. So if it's a hot, you know, weekend like we're experiencing right now, then, you know, those would be nice, refreshing, healthy drinks for everybody. So lots of things going on that weekend.
There you go. Any guacamole? Is there going to be guacamole involved in all this? I love that.
You know, it's funny you should mention guacamole, but I don't think there will be. I did one year have guacamole. And,
really?
It was great. Okay. It was wonderful guacamole, but I don't know. It just wasn't the, I don't know.
Wasn't the kick, huh? All right.
It wasn't the kick,
well,
I guess.
Well, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, we're so grateful that you are here. We've been giving out lots of tickets, and I know the one thing that we haven't talked about, and of course we're talking about the Oxnard Salsa Fest, we're talking about them celebrating its 25th anniversary, July 28th and 29th, and of course Friday is the kickoff, there's a concert there, this is all for great causes, first of all, but there is no cost to go to this, and so again, where can we get all the tickets, Kathy, so that they want you to get tickets so that they can know how many people are going to start showing up, right?
Right, right. So La Dolce Vita at Heritage Square, they will have tickets available. The ODID office, which is on C Street, almost where the salsa tent is, right across the street, next to California Pizza, they will have tickets. Make sure that the list of where you can pick up tickets is on our website, which is, again, OxnardSalsaFestival.com. So we should have all those locations there, and then you can look around and see which location is closest to you to pick up your tickets.
Right.
And you still have a couple weeks to do that. So,
and we are giving tickets away here on the Kim Pagano Show, so I would love to get some tickets out to some of my listeners out. Of course, I want to see everybody out there. I am going to be one of the vendors there. And we haven't even talked about that. Let's talk about some of the vendors. Tell us a little bit about that, Kathy.
So I think there's vendors for everyone. We have a great – one of our committee members has a great succulent he has succulents, and he's got a great setup, and it's a beautiful tent. So if you're into succulents, which most of us are, they don't take a lot of water. That's a great vendor.
That's right.
You're going to be there. Right. So there's another awesome
vendor. Yes, I am. Thank you.
And then we have everything from, like, things for your little doggies to, you know, things that are more on the vintage side, handmade jewelry. You know, I know there's hats and clothing and, the list goes on and on. So there's lots of things.
There you go. And I know there's a lot of people that just keep coming back every year. So, again, really great time. And, of course, put it on your calendar, July 27th, 28th, and 29th. And, again, the the fun starts. And we are so excited to be a part of this Kim Pagano show. I'm going to put some tickets out right now. And, of course, those tickets get you into the salsa tent and with a drink. And we'd love to share those with you. So, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Kathy, can you give out your website one more time?
Sure. It's OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
Perfect. And, of course, that is in my newsletter. And again, when you call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. But I'd love to get some tickets out to all of you. And also, follow us on Facebook. We have a huge contest on there for this event and all the others that we've got going on. I'd love to get you out of the house and get you to some of these amazing events. Kathy Marino, always pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I look forward to finding out who the Salsa Festival winner is, who the Community Star winner is, and really just being a part of this great festival.
I know. Thank you for being a part of it as well.
Thank you so much for staying with us. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Joining us today is Denise Alexander Piles. Denise, welcome.
Thank you, Kim, for inviting me.
Of course. Yeah, tell us a little bit about kind of who you are, your journey, how you wrote this book, why you wrote this book, and of course, the name of your book is The Power of Ten, and it's a guide of living the Ten Commandments. And it's really, it's about, the golden rules, right, in modern times. I love that. Because I feel, just before I even get started with you, I feel like we all need kind of a boundary in life. And this just seems like such a simple boundary, and I love that. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you again. Well, a little bit about me. I basically was a divorce attorney for most of my career, over 40 years, but I've always been a seeker of truth as well as a problem solver. I was raised Jewish. I studied metaphysics since I was 14. I've had Gentile husbands, but I always look at, everything is an underlying principle that applies to everything. It shouldn't matter what your faith is. Dogma divides us, but there's truth that is our being on the planet. And when I taught Sunday school several years ago, and I had to teach the Ten Commandments, they were high school students, I saw that the Ten Commandments were really the basic rules for the road if we applied them to modern life and didn't look at them through the lens of the Old Testament, but looked at them through a modern lens. And I had the book in me for like 20 years, so it finally was channeled over several weekends.
Wow. And so just for my listeners who are just tuning in right now, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. I know that you have lots of choices, and I'm so grateful that you are here with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Kind of go through the Ten Commandments just briefly, just so that our listeners kind of, maybe they might not have, know exactly what they all are. Or for me, it's interesting, and a lot of my listeners know this. I lost my mom 2 years now, and my listeners are so near and dear to me. They really helped me get through this. But my mom always had the Ten Commandments around her neck, and so that's something that we were really brought up with, and I learned early on. Denise?
Hello? Yep, I'm here.
Yes. Oh, yes. Did you hear what I had said?
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. So it starts out, as I say, the first five are really about our connection with Source and our spiritual side. I am the Lord your God, which is really our one and all connectiveness. It's our love. It's our respect for Source, ourselves, each other. Have no other gods before me. To me is our grace, our service, our wisdom. It's not about material things because that's what gets us stuck on the planet. It's about recognizing Source is bigger than us and we want to stay in the light. It's how we choose light over darkness. Do not misuse the name of God is to me about taking responsibility. Don't blame God for our shortcomings or the universe. We have choices and we have to take responsibility and we have to create peace and find the things that unify us. Keep the Sabbath holy. To me, that's about taking time out from the material world, going within, meditating, finding renewal, reflection, looking at our accomplishments for the last week, but recognizing we are more than that before we start the next week. I mean, honor your father and mother. To me, that's about, you know, the feminine and the masculine and everything. It's creation. It's balance. It's respecting those who teach us and also learning that we're teachers for somebody else. It's really balanced. Do not kill. You know, to me, it's not just the act of destroying a life that it's about. It's about nurturing our creativity. It's not destroying the dreams of other people. It's about finding the beauty. It's learning how to live. And that's how that commandment. Do not commit adultery. To me, that's about commitment and honoring our promises, you know, follow through, choosing wisely what we bring into our life so that we can follow through with what we do and be pure in our thought and our deed. And it takes courage.
I love that. Right.
Do not steal. To me, you know, it's about justice, it's about charity, but it's about everything around us today is designed to take without value added. To me, that's the principle of Tanstaffel. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Everything is an exchange, and we have to not take somebody else's energy. You know, we have to respect the boundaries and treat each other fairly. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Obviously, you know, we don't lie, but it's about integrity, standing in your truth, not acting out of fear. I mean, a good example is, you know, in Nazi Germany, people were afraid, so they lied about their neighbors to get them turned in because they were trying to save their own neck. I mean, we need to protect one another and be honest about our truth and, you know, because it's how you say it, not what you say. You have to tell the truth, but say it gently and with kindness. And then do not cover your neighbor's belongings. It's really about staying in your own path, not being worrying about what your neighbor's doing, not being envious of what they're doing in spite of what the advertisers want to sell you and tell you mine's better than yours. No, it's about finding contentment and joy in your own life. And if you're busy looking at what somebody else is doing, you don't stay in your own path. So these are really spiritual guidance to how we live.
We talk about that a lot on our show, is running your own race. This just all kind of sums up running your own race. If we're worried about everybody else's race, we cannot be running. It's kind of like living with your, you know, your eyes on your windshield and your, you know, your back mirror. Go forward in life and run your life. This is your race, your life. And I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day here. We're talking with Denise Alexandra Pyle. And, of course, we're talking about her book, The Power of Ten. And, of course, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. And I'm really excited to share this with everyone. Now, let me ask you, what is the significance on your cover of the zero in the parentheses in the title?
Well, because even without the 10, we have the golden rule, the one, you know, do unto others as you would have done unto you. It's really about love. It's really about, if all else fails, if you have to love yourself first in order to be able to treat others well. But it's all about the love is the overview. It's what keeps us in the light. And so if nothing more, if you stay in the light with love and divine guidance, you will automatically start living the 10, because it's sort of the framework on which to live the 10.
I love that. I love that. And now, I know that this book, we talked, briefly, and I already feel like I know you, but what is the urgency to get this book out? And I know it's a long time coming, correct?
It is, but, if you look around, we really see a world out of balance. I mean, you can turn on any news station, and all you see is turmoil and hate. And also, there's no real attempt to use common sense to find common ground. It's really divide and conquer for fewer and fewer people, which is why we all feel so disenfranchised, and we want to fix it. And so I think these principles are so simple and so uniting. If we can get the message out, it's a tune-up or a wake-up, depending on where you are on your path.
I love that. You know what I love about this? And I had a different guest on my show a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the testaments and, the Old Testament. And these have been in place for years, years and years and years. And I think we just have to go back to the basics. We have to come back to just really where we all started, and kind of live our lives very basic, very loving, and really, try to pull our world together. Do you agree?
I agree. And what I was trying to do is go to the universal truth of the Ten Commandments, but change the story to see their application today. So my book is short. It's meant to sit on your nightstand, almost like a little daily devotional self-help book. I have commitments at the end of each chapter to anchor these principles into your life. But it's really to see how they really apply today. I mean, and each of them has so many layers, but yet it's a one or two sentence explanation for people to get it. It doesn't need to be a treatise. It needs to be simple. The old saying, kiss, keep it simple, stupid,
Right.
And that's really it. I'm giving a kiss that I believe Source gave to me to share.
I love that. And now, so it's basically your book, and I haven't received it yet, but I'm sure it's in the mail. Is your book about like a little thing, a daily chore, or like a daily thing, and then something to go with it? How does
no,
that
it's each. It each chapter is a discussion on each of the Ten Commandments and how they apply. And just common sense examples. It's like an onion, and I peel the layers to talk about, how they were sort of maybe used at a given time. But each is intended to really give you an attribute, just like the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah, which is sort of referenced in my book. I call it Kabbalah Light. It's very, again, the connection between the Ten Commandments and the Tree of Life. It's all one structure. But just to give you things to focus on that root the principle in your life. And so at the end of each chapter, and the chapters aren't more than 10 pages long. I mean, the whole book, with all its notes and preface and everything, is 148 pages, if that.
Okay.
I think it comes out numbered much less. But at the end of it, I have a commitment. For example, with not covered in your neighbor's belongings, make a list of 5 things that you crave or want to possess. Then answer the following questions. Do I need it? How will it enhance my life and the life of my family? Why do I want it? And as you go through life and seek to acquire things, continue to answer these questions. And then I say, identify people in your life who stir feelings of jealousy within you. what do you think they have that you don't? Those are the kinds of things that I have people thinking so that they feel good about what's in their life.
Right. In fact, Denise, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we're talking with Denise Alexander Pyle. We're talking about her book, The Power of 10. And Denise, let's let everybody know, how do they get a copy of that?
It's easy. It's on Amazon. It's on Balboa Press's site and currently Hay House's site, too. It's available on Kindle. It's out there. And it's, you can go right to my website, Denise Alexander Pyle, and it'll link you right to being able to purchase the book.
Okay. So let me ask you, how do you live your life and how have you shared this book with, you know, the people around you? What kind of a difference has it made in your life?
Well, with anything else, when you espouse a principle and you start talking it, living it, rooting it, you become more aware. And and so, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror. Am I doing what I'm saying? And try to be in line with purpose. We're all practicing. We're none of us are perfect, but we need to get reminded. So, you know, we're all trying to strive to be in the light. I look at this book as a guide for choosing light over darkness because we're all a balance. You know, we have the spark of the universe that gave us breath that connects us all, that same, you know, light. We're all sparklers. But our physical body is matter. That's the darkness. And that's why we're all light and dark. These are principles designed to keep us in light, keep us enlightened, and keep us moving through our life back to source with a, you know, imprint that's beautiful from the experience here in life, and to create while we're here. We're co-creators with God. How many times have you said, I'm sure you've said this to your listeners, you know, be careful what you wish for because thoughts create. And when you put action, if you put action with them, and these are designed to help you be aware. I created 10. I started creating, and I'm going to have to figure out how to get them marketed, the Power of 10 commitment cards. And there's 22 of them because one for each, there's two for each commandment and two for the golden rule, but they're also coincide with each of the spheres on the Tree of Life plus the invisible sphere dot. And interestingly enough, there's 22. There's 22 paths on the Tree of Life that are also the same 22 paths that created the major tarot cards. It's all connected. The fabric of the universe is one. It's how we've interpreted it.
That's very interesting. And I love the spiritual connection of that. And now you've actually kind of modernized the concept, correct?
Absolutely. Well, that's the whole point. Whether you read my book, it's designed whether you read it from a spiritual metaphysical perspective, from a self-help perspective, or from a traditional Judeo-Christian perspective. And I've had readers coming from that same point of view. They've all loved the book because they all got it. And that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to write something that serves as a bridge that brings us together, that we see that we're all derived from the one. And that our rules for our survival are very simple, and they apply to all of us, and they all bring us to joy in the end if we really start to live them. Peace and joy is what, you know, we want to end with.
Isn't that interesting? It's such a simple concept, and yet at the same time, I think as, you know, parents, and I want to call parents leaders of our family. Sometimes we, you know, we're taught different things, and that is the dark side that sometimes we just can't get past. And how do we bring it to the brighter side of life and teach our families how to live a brighter side? Just within our own families, we have so many dark sides. And,
absolutely.
You know, do you agree with that? How can we use your book and the Ten Commandments to just within our own little connection, because I really believe, you know, that you get married, you bring in another family's the brighter side and the darker side of life, things that they've been taught, and now you have two different connections, and you have to, you know, merge those together. And how do you make it where, you know, again, you're going, it's my way. No, it's my way. How do we, that's what the whole problem in life is that we all want it to be our way. But what about the right way, the brighter way,
well,
the way that works for each other?
I think a good place to start for that exercise in the family is creating the Sabbath, so to speak, with the family. Family time where you're disconnected to TV, radio, where you commune with one another, where you start, you know, looking for things that are loving to do, and, you know, whether it's going out to the stream, you know, or a lake or in the woods, but just where you appreciate the beauty of the world that doesn't cost anything and spend those moments together. I mean, what a better way to create love. I mean, not everything is bad. You know, today we've gone to one extreme, from healthy competition now to everybody gets a prize. But there was a lesson in competition.
So true. Yeah.
There was a lesson. It was to teach us to strive to be the best we can be. And if this isn't your activity, then you find what you love that displays your talents. But if everybody gets a prize and doesn't have to be the best they can be, you're not learning to reach your own potential. So that's, you know, we have to learn our gifts and make those gifts the best we can be. So there are things that are healthy, but there also can be, you know, the dark side is when you take them to an extreme and it's winning at all costs. That's, you know,
and now,
learning
and Denise,
balance.
Right. And Denise, as an attorney, I mean, and you shared you were a amazing divorce attorney. That's in the dark side of somebody's life. Was there ever a time that you could turn them around and, you know, because of where you are in your life right now with the Ten Commandments and really a new start, a positive start, was there ever a time that you could turn somebody around? Because it just sometimes
absolutely.
We, you know, okay, I'm really excited to kind of share that.
Absolutely.
Because to me, there's failed marriages, but a lot of times they can be fixed. It's just lost sight.
I had every year clients that reconciled because I was out to find what was good for them, not what was good for me as a lawyer. It was to make their life better. And in some instances, you know, I was gifted that I have good spiritual intuition. But, you know, it's helping people because to me it wasn't about what their life looked like. I could get them divorced, but what was your life going to look like after you were divorced? So I was always helping them envision what they wanted their future to look like and gave them good practical advice. I was more counselor than, you know, lawyering is, you know, it's like anything else. You can go to a book and follow the rules. I could articulate well, but it really was the counseling part. And that's what's been lost in the law practice. You know, it now says attorney at law. When I started practicing, the card says attorney and counselor because we're about counseling. And, you know, you're dealing with good people at their worst. Criminal lawyers deal with sometimes bad people at their best. But in divorce, it's good people at their worst, and they're angry, they're fighting. And in our generation, it got harder as I practiced longer because people do fight more and are angrier than they were 30 years ago or 40 years ago. And there's also more mental health, more dis-ease because of our society has us so disconnected. And so you see it in how people live their life. You know, plus the pollution and everything else. Who knows what it does to our chemical, you know, synapses. So we see people are not, every case was high conflict as I, you know, as we got on. But I was able to diffuse it. And so these are the gifts that I realized that with the teachings of the Power of Ten, which, and my experience, I could take this spiritual counseling and try and share a message that was given to me because it's really about the message and helping other people to get on their path. And, you know, I was blessed. It took me three times to find the right husband, and we've been married. It'll be 25 years this year. And he just,
congratulations.
My book's dedicated to him. He walks the walk, and he always has my back. And I learned, I became a better divorce attorney when I had a good husband because I knew what you needed. You wanted somebody who always had your back. That's a key to a great relationship.
Wow, that says a lot right there. You know, let me ask you a question, Denise. This has been such an amazing, interview with you, talking and sharing your journey and sharing your new book. Leave us with a couple tips. I mean, you know, it sounds like, one, this has helped you get what you like in your relationship. And it sounds like you said you kind of wrote the Ten Commandments. Which is the highest commandment that you live by, or that you, you know, give us a couple tips to kind of wrap this up.
Well, certainly I am the Lord your God is number one, because it's recognizing that we are part of God, the one and the all. It is, and we have to treat ourselves with, you know, well, we have to take care of our bodies, we have to feed our souls, we have to feed our mind, so that we can co-create with God and recognize that if I'm God or part of God and you're God and part of God or universe or source, I use all the terms interchangeably, then that's the respect. You know, I know better or worse than the next person, and we're all part of the universe, and we have to honor that. And when you honor yourself, then you're better for everybody else. And it's not about
and
me,
then you're honoring
like the
neighbor,
generation.
Then, correct? You're honoring every person that you come in contact with, because
absolutely.
You're saying you're a child of God. You're part of God. And if I'm part of God, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what thick you are. We're all this.
We're all luminous strands in a beautiful tapestry. And each strand is woven together to make a beautiful universe. And that's the universe we're striving to recognize and make the next incarnation of this planet.
Right. And, you know, Denise, you said one other thing that I really want to kind of recognize and share with my listeners. You said that you were married three times. This is your third marriage. I think we all just want to be honored. We all want to be honored. We all want to feel good. And as a divorce attorney, it's okay to fail. It's okay to not have the right person. But if you can make it be the right person, because you're honoring them and they're honoring you, then that's really success in our life, isn't it? Even in the workplace, in the school place, we want to surround ourselves, because I always talk about this, surround ourselves with our support team and have our own cheerleaders. Isn't that what we all want, to feel good about
Absolutely.
Who we are?
It shouldn't matter the structure of a program. It's the commitment of those behind it that make it work. And when we band together with a common goal and a common good, respecting each other, we can achieve anything.
I love this. And again, where can we find your book?
It's on Amazon, Balboa Press, or through my website, Denise Alexander Pyle. Just Google Denise Alexander Pyle, The Power of Ten, the zeros in parentheses, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. But it comes up best if you type in my full name. That's how it pops up the easiest. Denise Alexander and Pyle, like Gomer Pyle, which is my husband's last name.
Ah, I love it. Okay. And I know that we talked a little bit about you actually made your own cover, right? Why did you make your own cover in it?
Because I wanted something that depicted the Ten Commandments from a spiritual, metaphysical, not Old Testament point of view. So instead of, you know, inscribing the first five on one half of the tablet and the second, you know, five on the other half of the tablet, I took the Tree of Life from Kabbalah, which is like a ladder design, and it has the spheres on it that represent the divine attributes of man in the universe as you go from heaven to earth. And they correlate with each of the commandments. So the top five I put on the left side looking at the cover, which are the first five commandments, which are about our relationship to spirit and ourselves. And the second half, the lower part of the ladder, the tree of life, are those attributes that are the, you know, attributes of our earthly existence, which are, you know, the same with the Ten Commandments. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal, you know, those things. And so by having the picture of the tree of life, it was to tell people this is a spiritual book, not a religious book. This was about the divine universe, as opposed to any particular religious affiliation. Even though, but it incorporates, because in my cover, very slightly, there's a Star of David very hidden in the first half. There's a cross hidden in the second half. But to me, it's the universe, the unity of it all. It's which to me is the tree of life. It really, even though it comes out of Jewish metaphysics, it's really older than that. And I really think it's divine.
So it could pertain to really anyone that's trying to make their life a better, and this life a better place, correct?
Well, yes. As I said, it doesn't matter if you believe the Ten Commandments was given by God to Moses, or whether the Pleiadians came and we were an experiment and they wanted to give us some guidelines now that we were evolved. It doesn't matter. It's truth. How we got it doesn't matter. It is that it works, and it's what we're supposed to do. To do to survive on this planet.
I love it. Denise, thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to talking with you again. This has been really informative and interesting, and I love something.
Well, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing, and I'm so happy to be a part of it, and I hope I will have an opportunity to continue a dialogue with you, because this is wonderful.
Thank you.
We're lighting the light. Sparklers for the light.
For the universe. There you go. I love it. Again, Denise Alexander Pyle, her book, The Power of Ten. I know she's got another book coming out, and we'll have to get you back on. So I love it. And, again, please share our show with everyone. I look forward to talking with you again. Have a great rest of your day.
If you missed any part of our show, you can always go to our podcast, and that's on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, follow us on social, lots of more places to win to everything. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Morning is a wonderful opportunity to wish, to love, to care, to smile, and to see you in a great mood. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you later.